Yeah, my name is James Leslie.
Born and raised here, and I am current president of Alaska Waters.
Why do you want to serve on the Tribal Council right now?
There's space available, and I believe I kind of have everything to the point now where I can hopefully scratch out some extra time and lend my assistance and knowledge and do everything I can in order to, you know, honor the legacy that has been there. My grandparents on the mother's side are Alaska Native, and they were pretty active members in the tribe and like honor their legacy and the legacy before me, but also work and help for a better future for the generations to come. And with the development of tourism in Wrangell and my history and management of that, or attempted management of a tour company, I think there's some key points that I can lend assistance to. And also being younger, not saying, you know, having older people on the board is a bad thing by any stretch of the imagination, but people at different stages of their life have different priorities, and maybe having some younger folks in there, such as myself, can take a different viewpoint on some different subjects.
And if elected, what would be your top couple priorities in your first year?
I mean, the top priorities would definitely be try to get with the WCA and kind of get the board members and everybody on page, on the same page with which direction we want the economic development. And, you know, because we need to branch off. And if we're going to try to capture some of these tourism dollars coming to town, put the best foot forward, educate people with our cultural history, we need to focus on cultural preservation. I mean, we don't want to change anything that has historically been there a long time, you know, for like over usage of a site. So we need to maintain and keep in mind the preservation aspect, but also kind of grow and expand the economic development side of what we have to offer here in Wrangell.
Yeah. And what is something voters might not know about you that shapes how you lead?
Oof. I definitely wasn't expecting that question. Again, being born and raised here, most of the folks that are going to be voting I've hung out with or been around for a good portion of my life. So something that they might not know about me. I don't love public speaking, but I do it.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, everyone, when I ask that question, they're like, oh my God, what?
No, yeah. I thought I was fairly well prepared for this, but then I that had not crossed my radar as a potential question. But well done on your part. Keep me on my toes.
Thank you. Is there anything else you want to add to this interview?
No, not really. I mean, like I said, I'm kind of focusing on my business experience, especially in the tourism industry. And I believe that I've got information and experience in that department that could really lend assistance to the board. I'm very willing to listen and collaborate with any other board members or any other folks in town that have a good idea. I'm happy to hear the good ideas and sit down and talk things out. It's not like I expect, because I've got some experience in tourism, that I know all the ins and outs of it and how to work on a nonprofit board as well. So, no, I'm just looking forward to maybe advocating a little bit different ideas for the younger population, people that aren't retired yet and have different focuses on their future and their good future.